gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much. We've got an action-packed hour straight ahead. We're going to be talking about one of the great auctions that's going to be happening a little later on this week out in Monterey, California, with lots of incredible automobiles going over the block. Also, a little later on, Brandy Shapples from TrueCar.com is going to talk about a gamut of things, some of the trends going on right now in the automotive marketplace, used cars versus new cars, the Porsche driving school, as well as cars that are very popular in some of the wealthiest zip codes here in the U.S. But we begin by doing a little preview of the big auction that's going to be happening out in Monterey. It's the first time in a long time, at least 15 years or so, that I'm not making it out to Monterey this year. So I'm going to have to live vicariously, so to speak. And there are so many things that are going on. They used to call it the weekend, and now it's really a week-long series of events. There's all kinds of things going on, including some of the greatest auctions in all of the world. And one of the highlighted auction companies that is always a big star at Monterey is RM. And it's so exciting in downtown Monterey, the nights of the sales of the RM event, and that's going to be this coming Friday, August 17th, and Saturday, August 18th. Begins at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time each evening. And to tell us all about it, it's my pleasure to welcome Vinny Manzak to Auto World. Minnie, how you doing there, Vinny? Great to talk with you.
Well, thank you, Bob. It's a pleasure to be on the radio on behalf of RM, and I'm sorry that you're not going to be able to be up there with us, but you can certainly do that by watching us live at rmauctions.com and see it, you know, streaming live online. So I don't want you to feel left out.
Good. Thank you so much for that reminder, Vinny. I will definitely be watching it because there's so much excitement in the air there during the nights of the RM sale. And you guys have such a great history in Monterey. You were the original auction before all the other companies came in. And last year, once again, you were the top auction company as far as sales for the weekend.
Yes, we had our start in Monterey 25 years ago at the Portola Hotel and Spa, where it was going to be held the next weekend as well. So this was the first and the original auction on the peninsula during the famous Pebble Beach Motoring Week. And, you know, coming off our 2011 record-achieving weekend, we generated more than $80 million in sales last year, which, you know, was the highest result ever recorded on the peninsula. So, needless to say, a lot of pressure for 2012.
Well, you're going to have some absolutely stunning vehicles, 120 blue-chip automobiles ready to go with 25 lots with estimates exceeding $1 million. So let's talk about some of these star attractions. And one of them is a late entry. You guys have always done well in Monterey with Ferraris. And this year you've got 14 Ferraris going over the block, including a 1962 Ferrari 250 GT short wheelbase California Spider. Tell us all about this late entrant and extremely desirable vehicle.
Yes, this is a really lovely and incredible car. There are only 37 of these with covered headlights ever built, and it is unquestionably one of the most attractive and desirable Ferraris in existence. You know, for lack of a comparison, it was kind of a car made famous by the Ferris Bueller's Day Off when the car was kind of taken from the dad's possession. But this is a 62 Ferrari California Spider, a matching numbers Ferrari certified car. It was a Pebble Beach Concourse, the Elegance Class winner. And like I said, it was the dark horse that came out of nowhere, and we are so privileged to have this car available to us at the very end. And, you know, although the catalog was published, we were just honored and just thrilled to get this car and to offer it next week at the auction.
That's great. And you're expecting this vehicle to go for a lot of money. What's your estimate on this vehicle?
The catalog estimate on this thing is going to be somewhere between $7.5 million to $9 million.
Imagine that.
Sounds like Austin Powers, you know, $9 million.
I know, it's so true. But this is not uncommon for Ferraris of this age and rarity. And here's another one that's expected to fetch over $7 million. This is a 57 Ferrari 250 GT. This is the long wheelbase Tour de France model and the very first of the second series 14 louver design.
Yeah, this was one of only 9 examples built. This has an incredible history. This was actually at one time owned by the Disney Corporation, and it was actually featured in the original Hollywood classic, The Love Bug. Again, it's a matching number, is extensively printed and complete with full Ferrari certification. It was a class award winner at 2011 at the Quail Gathering. It's had single ownership, and this man has owned it for 14 years, and it's going to be offered for the first time ever. And it is just absolutely incredible. And actually, by going to rmauctions.com, we are actually able to feature some of these lots, Bob, actually running and live. And we had the privilege from the owner to allow us to take this car out and hear it in action out at Willow Springs here in Southern California.
Oh,
and
wow.
I mean, it is just... it's just a symphony in motion.
Absolutely. And you guys have a YouTube channel as well, right?
Indeed, we do. You know, it's you know, now with the new world upon us, so you can get to see and hear commentaries by some of our specialists and see these things in action and hear them running. And it's, you know, it's almost as good as being there and owning the car. You know, so that, you know, coupled with the remote bidding options and the telephone, internet bidding, and the live stream, so you don't have to feel left out. So there'll be people all over the world looking in on us and bidding on some of these incredible treasures that are all going to be all, again, offered next weekend on the 18th and 17th in Monterey.
That's fantastic. Another Ferrari we'll touch on here is a 55 410S Berlinetta, and this is another vehicle that's expected to go in the 7 million or above range.
Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing that, you know, you keep bringing this stuff up, and it's, you know, to have one is something, but to have now two and three and another one of these and those, yeah, this is one of the world's most desirable road-going Ferraris. It is the second of just four coveted 410Ss ever built. It is extremely, extremely rare. And it's very unusual also because it's not only is it rare, its color is very unique. It's a stunning ivory color with a blue leather interior, making it, you know, not your traditional, you know, red Ferrari.
Oh, that is great. Also, going over the block, this is always a very highly coveted vehicle. The Ford GT, and you've got the GT40s, both a road-going variant as well as a racing variant. Let's talk about the road-going one. This is just one of 31 production GT40 road cars.
Yeah, this is a wonderful example of that first generation of the GT40 Mark I. Now with the popularity, of course, the Ford's relaunch of that car. But this kind of started it way back when, and this is a nice history car. It's two private owners from New, showing less than 5,000 miles, one of the lowest mileage GT40s in the world. It came to the U.S. back in December of 66 and was one of 20 vehicles selected for the promotion and dispersal program. So it was consigned to Shelby American for promotional use by their field managers. So...
Wow, what a great car. Folks can check it all out by visiting rmauctions.com. When we come back, we're going to tell you about another racing Ford GT40 and some other really cool cars. Don't go away.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away, two lips touching together.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
For the latest new car reviews, automotive news, and industry trends, check out thelongdrive.com. You'll also find interviews with car company executives and designers. All this and more at thelongdrive.com. Isn't that right, Lucy?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an event calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're having lots of fun here today, telling you all about what's going to be happening just around the corner in Monterey, courtesy of the folks at RM Auctions. They've put together a fabulous collection of vehicles going over the block, and Vinny Manzak from RM is telling us all about it. And before the break, you were telling us about the road-going Ford GT40 that's going over the block, but we must tell people about this other racing GT40, and this was actually used in the very famous movie that Steve McQueen did called Le Mans.
Yes, this is a 68 Ford GT40. It's the Gulf Mirage lightweight racing car, so kind of before the Le Mans movie was filmed with this car, it actually was debuted in Spa in 67 with Jackie Ickx and Dr. Dick Thompson. It had an incredible race history, you know, with David Hobbs, Brian Redmond, Mike Hailwood. It had the first win for the famed Gulf Wire partnership, but it's then, you know, kind of as it kind of came to its tiring years in the sense of the Ferraris then beating it when it did, you know, beat the Ferraris and give it those big, you know, Le Mans finish wins, the photo finish, you know, which will be almost 50 years ago next year. That's when Solar Productions, which was Steve McQueen's company, decided they were going to do this thought and this idea because of his passion for racing, of course, and then what later became Le Mans. So this particular car was rigged up as the camera car, where they actually, you know, cut the roof down and mounted a camera on the passenger side and filmed the most of the entire sequence, you know, at 175 mile an hour plus, to film the movie. And then, of course, it was painstakingly put back together, restored, and, you know, has won countless awards, you know, and books have been written about it, including, you know, Matt Stone did a wonderful piece on it for us. And, you know, it had has an incredible provenance. You know, it was owned by Sir Anthony Bramford, Harley Cluxton, just to name a few. And, again, it is just an absolute. It's finished in the synonymous, you know, baby blue, the Gulf blue with the orange stripes on it.
The
big number 40. And this is, you can go to rmauctions.com and see this thing. Again, we were given the ability to take this thing out to Willow Springs. And if you click onto that live feed, you can hear this monster on the track just roaring around. It is just, it's just menacing.
Oh, that is great. And you're going to have a number of other vehicles that are associated with Steve McQueen, including a 1953 Hudson Hornet owned by McQueen and in possession at the time of his passing back in 1980. And this is being offered without reserve, a 61 Cooper T56 Mark II Formula Junior racing car, also a Fiat from 56, a Series 306-2, which was used by Carroll Shelby's race team and later featured in Le Mans. So lots of great Steve McQueen stuff there. Let's talk about this Virgil Exner-designed vehicle. It's a 1960 Plymouth XNR, and I had the pleasure a couple of years back to meet Virgil's son at the RM auctions out in Monterey, and can't wait to get a look at this car, formerly owned by the Shah of Iran.
Yeah, when I had gone up to our restoration facility in Chatham, Canada, and saw this thing in the museum sitting next to it, I couldn't believe it. I'd never seen anything like this car in my life, and this, you know, was a feature concept car that somehow got away, and Virgil Exner's design of this car, it's just unbelievable. It was a hand-built steel body done by Ghia. It was found in pieces, and they painstakingly put it all back together and restored by RM Auctions Restoration Center, with Mario and his crew over there taking over 2 years to do this. It was displayed last year at Pebble Beach, where it received the Gran Turismo Award for just the recreation, preservation, excuse me, this restoration of this car. And then it was also filmed recently from Sony in Japan this year, an upcoming version of the Gran Turismo video game that they're going to put on it. But it looks like something that would have been out of the Jetsons cartoon show and very, very way ahead of its time, with the low sloping nose and the slant six, you know, that was to be then used in what would then have been the NASCAR series. And just so beyond belief. It's just, it's something you have to see. It's finished in a lovely kind of a orangish red metallic, has side pipes, has a fin on the back. It's just phenomenal. And we're just so happy to have it. So that is definitely Vinny's, cousin Vinny's pick of the litter here. I just think it's so wacky. It's just incredible. And again, not to sound repetitious, but they actually have this thing running that when you go on to the rmauctions.com, that live website thing, they have it actually back in the day, Bob, where it was actually being tested on the track, you know, at the Chrysler Proving Grounds, and it's going around the turns and up and down the hills in black and white. It's so, so goofy. I mean, when you see it today, it's unbelievable.
That's great. I was at Pebble in 2004 when this vehicle won Best of Show with multiple other best of show wins. One of five built and only three surviving of its kind. Restored once again by RM Auto Restoration. One thing that really separates the RM folks from everybody else, you guys have a world-class restoration facility, and you restored this 1938 Horsch. And that's not a very commonly known vehicle, but it was a German vehicle and extremely popular and extremely popular in collector circles.
Yes, we are so privileged to have this car. It is just absolutely a piece of rolling artwork. We've had it down in our LA office, and we've been looking at this thing for about a month and a half. And I mean, it is just it's unbelievable. It's a beautiful silver car. It was one of five ever built, three that are known of its kind to survive. It did win Best of Show at Pebble Beach. And, you know, this thing is going to be, again, one of the top sellers of the weekend, you know, fetching somewhere, you know, well over $6 million, which is $10 million. But it's got this snakeskin interior. It's got this was a pretty Audi car, and many people pronounce it Horsch. Some people, of course, call it Horsch, rhyming with Porsche. But whatever you call it, it is just an absolute beautiful car that is just stunning. I mean, it's very reminiscent of what the body style was eventually, and kind of similar to what, if you didn't have the emblems on it, would look like to many people, like a Mercedes or something. And many people don't even know that this was part of the Auto Union company from back in the day, which, you know, people look at it. You know, a few people come by that don't know and just go, oh, my God, you know, what is that car? Is that an Audi? Because they see the four rings,
yes.
You know. So it is just, again, it is just an absolute sight to behold. And you know, from the lawns of Pebble now to being able to be offered by RM Auction next weekend is just, it's an honor, again, for us to represent that from the owners.
Another vehicle which I think is going to set some records, 1971 Porsche 917 10 Spyder Can-Am racing car. This is truly one of the greatest sports cars ever built. When we come back on the other side, we'll finish up with that car and some other cars, and Brandy Shaffles will join us as well. This is Auto World.
Baby, let's cruise away from here.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you driving that Cadillac there? I'm telling you. Ain't that a fine machine?
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World. We're chatting with Vinny Manzak from the RM Auction Company, wrapping up with him about what's going to be going down in Pebble Beach. These incredible vehicles. Brandy Shaffles is standing by from TrueCar.com. But tell us, Vinny, about this amazing racing machine for Porsche with close to 1,200 horsepower in certain configurations, and I believe it only weighed about 1,200 pounds. So talk about a power-to-weight ratio.
Well, you know, this 5-liter flat V12 is, you know, definitely by far what collectors consider to be the most desirable Porsche race car ever built. I mean, this is definitely not for the faint of heart. And back in the day when Porsche's top guy at that time, who was Joe Seifert, he was the pilot of this handful of monster, and he had proven, you know, to be the fastest driver not only on the track, but he was the Porsche top guy, and he was also the man that really was the good friend and the inspiration behind the running of the Le Mans 24-hour race when Porsche decided they needed to get into this and you know, really jump into winning this thing. So this Joe Seifert race car driver from Switzerland befriended a guy by the name of Steve McQueen, and the even the character Michael Delaney is piloted and polished rather, or profiled, you know, because he and Steve are such buddies. So this was kind of the inspiration to have him do the movie and film this incredible type of car in action, you know, when it was the Gulf cars. And again, it is, you know, a car to fetch somewhere between, you know, $3-3.5 million. But again, for the Porsche aficionado, this is ultimately, you know, the big daddy king car of all times.
Absolutely. Remind us once again about the proper web destination and the fact that you can watch the auctions online. What are the dates once again, Vinny?
Once again, it will be taking place next weekend. That would be Friday the 17th and Saturday the 18th from RM Auctions at Portola Plaza. You can also view this feeding live on RM Auctions with an S.com, providing real-time coverage for the event. We have, again, the remote bidding options for those unable to attend, and we have previews starting Wednesday throughout the day, right up until both Friday night's auction and Saturday night's event.
Sounds great. Folks, get a log on. Look at some of these other cars, including the 1955 Aston Martin DB3S, and there's a 65 Shelby GT350R and a 68 Corvette L88 Corvette Owens Corning FIA SCCA racing car. Those are just some of the highlights, so check it out. Vinny, thanks for your time here today. We so appreciate it.
And thank you, Bob, for all your help, and we look to see you all, except you, Bob, next weekend at RM Auctions at the Portola Plaza, and we'll definitely get you a book so you can dream about this, put it under your pillow, Bob, and maybe we'll see you next year, but thank you.
With God's help, I'll be there next year. Like I said, it's about the first time in 20 years or so that I haven't been there, but we'll see you next year, and I'll be watching online.
Thanks on behalf of RM Auctions.
Thank you, Vinny. We now segue over to Brandi Schaffels, who I work with for many years at Motor Trend. She is now one of the key elements of all the good things going on at TrueCar.com. She does a wonderful work gathering up the news and doing a lot of blog work there. And Brandi, welcome to Auto World. How you doing?
I'm great, Bob. It's great to talk to you. And I wanted to say I'm disappointed I won't be at Pebble this year either.
Exactly. Well, we'll shoot for next year, definitely. Well, let's talk about some trends that are going on. This is kind of shocking for a lot of people. I understand that the prices of recent model used cars have risen so much that they're now within a few hundred dollars of the same vehicle brand new.
Absolutely. It's a surprise for many people to find out that once when they thought they could go get a great bargain on a used car, they're falling within several hundred dollars of a new car. So it's making it a little bit harder to choose between going out. You know, most people don't want to buy a new car because they're concerned about depreciation, but it's almost worth it now because the cost of the used cars is so close to what you can get or what you would pay for a new one.
And what are some of the factors playing into this?
Well, you know, there's a couple reasons. First of all, if you look at how the economy has shifted in the past couple of years, you know, there were a lot of people who were feeling pressure from the economy. Their credit wasn't so good. They certainly weren't in the position to go buy a new car, so they weren't trading in used cars. And at the same time, these people also weren't qualifying for leases, so we're not having any cars come in off of leases either. So there's really a shortage of high-quality used cars. It makes the ones that are on the market now more valuable.
Oh, it's so true. And when you guys point out the fact that new vehicles are selling for only 10 to 15% more than a comparable one-year-old used car, it certainly makes you think twice about going the used car route.
Absolutely. And then you add in the difference between financing, because financing on a new car is usually so much more affordable than financing on a used car, that if you're financing, you know, within a few hundred dollars or maybe even $1,000, you might find that the used car financing winds up costing you more each month.
Oh, that is absolutely true. Folks can find out more information by visiting TrueCar.com. Let's talk about another cool story that you brought to my attention. And I've never been there. I've heard great things about it, the Porsche Driving School. And I understand they're going to have a women's only class coming up in about 3 weeks or so.
That's right. You know, I got to go about a month ago. I attended a class with men. It was a two-day high-performance class, and we spent 2 days on the track and in educational modules that taught us not just how to drive on a track, but how to transfer these driving techniques onto public streets so that I can be safer on regular roads as well.
You know, that's a really good point, because a lot of people think, you know, if you're going to high-performance school, you know, you want to be a race car driver. But, I mean, a lot of the things that are taught in these classes are great for accident avoidance. They're great for situations where you're driving in adverse weather and perhaps skidding or going sideways. So there's a lot to be learned on the track that can translate over to regular street driving.
Absolutely. And one of the most practical sessions was the time that we spent on the wet skid pad. And, you know, the first instincts that we all had in the class was we wanted to get out there and kind of hoon the cars around and spin them in circles, because when do you ever get a chance to do that with a car under safe circumstances? But the goal actually was to drive in a figure eight and do it in the fastest time possible. So we weren't running over any cones and trying to do it with the most amount of control, but as quickly as possible. And the goal of that is, because if you're driving on wet roads or if you're driving on icy roads, you need to learn how to steer and control your car as it's slipping.
That is so true, and, you know, it can really make a big difference out there in the real world. It's the difference between having an accident and not having an accident. And I'm a big proponent of also sending teenagers to some of these schools because I think there's a lot to be learned. A lot of kids just don't realize the capabilities and the type of situations that they can run into.
Absolutely, especially I remember my son, who's now 19, when he was a new driver, the first time he stepped on the gas while making a turn in the rain and his car got all sideways, and it was alarming for him, obviously, as the first time. For us on the skid pad, what we learned was the safest thing to do, while most people tend to overreact, is really just to lift off the gas and react slowly, because under circumstances like that, it's better to underreact than it is to completely, you know, oversteer or brake suddenly, which is what people usually do. They hit the brakes and then they lose control.
Yeah, and I'm sure you learned a lot about weight transfer at the track event, which is another thing that people don't realize. When you're traveling down the regular highways and byways of North America here, that, you know, the weight distribution of every car is a little bit different, and even the car that you're used to driving, when you're going into corners and stuff, there are lots of things to be learned. When we come back on the other side, we're going to tell you about some of the best-selling cars in America's wealthiest zip codes. Don't go away.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Every 40 seconds, a child goes missing somewhere in the U.S. You can help find missing kids by donating a car or boat to Find the Children, a nonprofit organization dedicated to finding missing and abducted children. Fast, free pickup, and your donation is tax deductible. Call anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 800-384-7098. 800-384-7098. That's 800-384-7098.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're back with Randy Schaffels from TrueCar.com, and we've been talking about a gamut of things. The prices of recent model used cars have risen so much that they're now within a few hundred dollars of the same vehicle new. We've also been talking about the Porsche driving school, and you can check out Brandy's blog about that, learning to drive to the max at the Porsche driving sport driving school. And they've got the women's only class. Got an email here from Catherine in Alabama, which isn't that far from where this class is held. Is there a website or anything off the top of your head you could direct her to get more information about the driving school?
Absolutely. Porsche has their own website, and I'm quickly looking up the website. PorscheDriving.com.
Perfect. Let's talk about a really cool story that you put together. I got such a kick out of this one. This is you basically did a survey and found out where some of the wealthiest zip codes are here in the U.S. using some data that you got from the IRS, and then you did a survey to find what were some of the best-selling vehicles in those areas. So let's begin. We'll do them David Letterman style. Number 10 is in Ross, California. Average income, unbelievable, $497,000. This is near San Francisco. Is that where it is, Brandy?
Yes, it is. It's near San Francisco. It's also near environmentally conscious Marin County. And it's not surprising in that case, then, that the number one most popular car sold in that area is the Toyota Prius.
Who would believe it?
However, the other thing behind that is it's followed by two Mercedes and two BMWs, the E-Class, the GL-Class, the BMW 335, and the X5. So they do drive, you know, nice cars as well.
Number 9 is Medina, Washington, with a zip code of 98039. This is where Bill Gates lives and also the founder of Amazon.com. Average income, $506,000 a year. What are they driving in this neck of the woods, Brandy?
The most popular vehicle in Medina, Washington, is the luxury Land Rover Range Rover Sport, which still has, you know, a fairly affordable price tag for luxury cars of $65,000.
Yeah, I mean, we're not talking, you know, Maseratis and real exotic cars here, a lot of mainstream vehicles. Moving on to number 8, Palm Beach, Florida, as we continue to go up in income, $566,000 is the average income. Rush Limbaugh lives there, and they also like Mercedes down in that neck of the woods.
Yes, they do, and I would say that probably because the people who live here are a little bit older, 67 is their average age, it's not surprising that they want to have a little more comfort and that the top three vehicles are the Mercedes-Benz E-Class, S-Class, and C-Class.
Number 7 on the list is an area not that far from me. I usually go to the Concours every year there, Greenwich, Connecticut, one of the financial capitals of this world. Average income is $644,000. Some famous residents include Mel Gibson, Tommy Hilfiger, or how do you pronounce that, since I'm not a clothes guy? Tommy
Helfiger.
That's it. Okay, I wasn't that far off. Frank and Kathy Lee Gifford live there, and they love SUVs. And surprisingly enough, the number one ranking vehicle is not a high-end one.
No, it's actually one of the most affordable vehicles on the list. It's the Jeep Wrangler, followed by the Lexus RX, the BMW X5, the Jeep Grand Cherokee. So it's clear that they need some space in their vehicles.
Number six on the zip code list here of the wealthiest communities as we kind of count them down here, David Letterman style. Vernon, New Jersey, average income $749,000. Wow. This is a pretty young area. Tell us about the medium age is about 35. What are some of the cool cars? What are the cars that they're buying in that area?
The most popular vehicle that they're driving there is the Mercedes-Benz E-Class. But they're also driving the BMW 328, Jeep Grand Cherokee, Lexus RX, and the BMW 5 Series. So there's a good selection of luxury and midsize SUVs.
Number five, Century City, California, not that far from Santa Monica, east of Santa Monica, west of Beverly Hills. It's not exactly Hollywood, but no doubt about it, they're very eco-friendly in this area with their best-selling vehicle. Average income there is $751,000, and the bestseller is, once again,
the Toyota Prius, also followed by the E-Class and the C-Class. So there's definitely no shortage of luxury cars as well, but there's a lot of people in the Los Angeles area who do want to make a point about their environmentally friendly driving habits.
Moving to another part of California, this is Atherton, California. Average income, $768,000. The COO of Facebook lives there. Charles R. Schwab. Willie Mays lives there. Joe Montana lives there. What are some of the popular vehicles in Atherton, California?
Atherton has quite a broad selection. Their first most popular vehicle is the E-Class, followed by the Toyota Prius. And my personal favorite, the Porsche Panamera, is in third place. And then two more Mercedes, the GL and the S-Class. And that S-Class, by the way, at $95,000 is quite the prize if you're going to be driving a luxury car.
It certainly is. Number three on the list is residents in downtown Chicago with the zip code of 60604. Average income, $782,000. Some residents, past and present, Kirby Puckett, the great baseball player, Buddy Guy, R. Kelly, James Belushi, Steve Carell, Tina Fey, and a number of other folks. But believe it or not, they're not buying really expensive vehicles in downtown Chicago.
I think this has to do with it's just so difficult to park there that it's probably easier to just be driving a smaller car. And if you do have a luxury car, you just don't want to risk it getting dinged up or driving it around in the snow. So their most popular vehicles are the Volkswagen Jetta, the Honda CR-V, a Jeep Grand Cherokee, Toyota Camry, and a Honda Civic.
Number two on the list here is a very private island in Florida. It's called Fisher Island. And notable past residents include the Vanderbilts, Andre Agassi, Julia Roberts, Jim Carrey lives down there, Oprah Winfrey, I believe Tom DuPont from the DuPont Registry lives down there as well. $1,531,000. That's the average income. Can you believe it? What is the best-selling vehicle there, Brandy?
Well, this is one zip code where the vehicles they're driving definitely shows their income. The most popular car is the $95,000 Mercedes-Benz S-Class, followed by the E-Class, and then the Land Rover Range Rover Sport, BMW X5, and again the Porsche Panamera. So they are definitely driving in style and comfort.
Number one on the list here is Manhattan, New York, but we got to zero in on a specific zip code because Manhattan is a large section of New York. This is the zip code 10274 with an income that will blow you away. Let me tell you about some of the people that have lived there in the past, in the present. Spike Lee, Liza Minnelli, Ralph Lauren, Kevin Spacey, Kelly Ripa, Anderson Cooper, and Deepak Chopra. A lot of celebrities there, Wall Street types, A-list Hollywood folks. Here's your average income. How come you and I don't have this kind of average income? That is the question, Brandy.
I don't know. I really wish I could just have a percentage of their $5.7 million.
Me too. I would take, I would take, I don't even know where to go with it. I would take 500,000 of that would be nice.
That's a percent. That's a percent.
Exactly. Exactly. What about some of the best-selling cars in the richest zip code in all of North America?
They like the Mercedes-Benz E-Class, the BMW X5, and surprisingly, in the third spot is the Honda Accord, the most affordable vehicle on the list, and the BMW 328 and the Honda CR-V.
Wow, that is surprising. It really is a fascinating study that you've done at TrueCar.com. Now, for those folks, and I was on there today, as I like to do, and build cars for myself that I can't afford, right now anyway, but hopefully down the road, you can save a lot of money if you're in the market for a new vehicle, a used vehicle as well. But a new vehicle in particular, you guys track every month the incentives, the trends, which vehicles are in the most demand and the least demand, and you can really save a lot of money. Tell our listeners a little bit about the great service that is offered by TrueCar.com.
TrueCar.com is free to consumers, and we track the transaction prices of vehicle sales on a geographic region, so you can see what people are paying for cars where you live and across the nation. And a good car shopper is always going to be informed before they go to the dealership, so it's a great idea to shop online ahead of time, get prices, so that when you go to the dealership, you're not going to be stuck there haggling forever. If they use TrueCar, they can be connected to a certified dealer who's agreed in advance to pay or to charge a no-haggle price.
Well, there it is. All you have to do is log on to TrueCar.com. Brandy will get you on for a full hour real soon. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour and this edition of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Hey, don't forget, check out my wife's website, driver-mom.com. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.